All right. Father God, I thank you and I praise you for all that you've done here for us tonight. I truly do thank you for your people came out to sit at your table when they could have been doing other things, but they chose you tonight, Father. And Father God, because they chose you tonight, I'm asking you right now to drop down upon this congregation. Move among them, Father God, and give them a blessing they cannot contain. Let their spiritual eyes pop open right now, Father, and let them see your angelic host as they walk to and fro throughout this room. Let their spiritual ears come open, Father God, to hear your still small voice amongst all the clamor that goes on around about them. I just want them to be blessed, Father. I just want them to be blessed because you said you want to bless and not curse. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm just now heard God say, are you ready for the mighty outpouring of the rain that's already beginning to fall? Remember in the Bible, the prophet said the rain is there, but they couldn't see it. And it was there. So right now, are you ready? If you're ready to receive the rain before you even feel it, just go ahead and receive it right now. God said, it's a torrential rain, so feel so receive the complete abundance of this rain that he's pouring out upon you right now. This is a rain that I've started tonight, this children, that I'm not going to stop. It'll take you right on up into glory. I will use each one of you who come out here this night in my abundance, and I will use you to remove the darkness from around the people that you come in contact with. I will use you as cornerstones. I will use you to release the joy of the Lord into a dark, dark, weary world. You are my beloved ones, in whom I am well pleased. I am moving among you right now. The rain is pouring out upon you. I want you to even receive the overflow. The overflow. The thunders and the lightnings. The overflow. As the rain, the torrential rains are pouring down. I will in no wise let you dry up. I will keep the rivers of living water flowing from you, from the very depths of your being. And these rivers of living water will touch all that you come in contact with. Your prayers have been heard, and the answers are on the way. Now all you have to do is just rejoice. Rejoice in me continually and know that I'm God. Know that I'm Papa. Know that I'm Father. Know that I am the lover of your soul. Everything, and I mean everything that transpires in your life from this moment forward will be different than you've ever encountered. For I've truly taken you into that place of the unknown this night. And in this place, you will receive revelation knowledge after revelation knowledge. And you will take this abundance of knowledge to the streets. You will take it into the workplace. You will carry the anointing that destroys every yoke. For I surely have set you apart for such a time as this. I do so rejoice over each and every one of you. I love the way you love me. I love the way you embrace me when there's no reason to embrace me. I just love you. It's that simple. I formed you in your mother's womb. You are my creations, and I love what I create. And I surely created you. This is your night to shine. This is your night to overflow into my kingdom and receive all that I have for you. Signs, wonders, and miracles. And I know that you are not just seeking that. I know that you are seeking me first. But because you've been seeking me first, I am also going to give you signs, wonders, and miracles. You will flow like a gentle stream. You will capture the heart of the unsaved. The hardest of hearts will melt when you stand before them. For you stand before them totally immersed in my river of living waters. There are so many who are naked and undone, and these are the ones I'm going to send you to. I will even send some to you, and you will know exactly what to do with them. This is not a playground that we're on. It is a resurrection ground that we are on. And we are going to resurrect the dead into everlasting life. We are surely going to go forth and we are going to see all the captives set free. Multitude after multitude after multitude will stream into your doorways. All the years that you've been working and planning and waiting have finally come to a climax. And now is a time that my kingdom has come to earth. And now is the time that the miraculous will occur all across this land. Great healings, great, great, great healings. The enemy sent his device to kill, steal, and destroy. But my anointing is taking back all that the palmer and cankerworm have stolen from my people. You shall see resurrections. You shall see resurrections from the dead. You will see those who are crippled and lame and halt. You will see them made whole right before your very eyes. I'm telling you, children, you have come to that place in church history that I have been talking about. And it is miracle time. You will see the ground open up and swallow all that is not of me in my houses all across the land. For I am separating the sheep from the goat. I am blowing out all the chaff, and I will not allow sin to dwell in my house any longer. I am a holy God, and I am bringing forth a holy people, a people tried in the furnace of affliction over and over and over again until they have become perfected. Yes, there are wayward ones. Yes, there are illegitimate ones. But I tell you, I'm bringing them all back into my house. I am bringing them to the footstool. And I'm using you to do this great task for me. I watch over you and I smile. I'm so proud of my children who have made it through the furnace of affliction. I am so proud that you are standing tall, that you are standing before me unblemished, with nothing but my heart beating inside of your heart. I am proud of you this night, my children. so proud. After all, I am Daddy, and all fathers are proud of their children, and you are my children. You are my offspring. My DNA runs through you. Rejoice with me. When you're riding down the road, just laugh, and let's just have a good time together. Even when you're in a dark pit, let's just have a good time there. Like Paul and Silas, when they were in the very depth of the prison, they had a good time with me. They sang and they rejoiced, even when they were in their stocks and bonds. They rejoiced in a Father that they knew who truly loved them. I'm asking you young ones to give up your lifestyle of sin and degradation, darkness and despair. And I'm asking you to come totally and completely full circle around into my realm of light, the light that will dispel darkness in all those that you come in contact with. I am asking you to lift your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help. I am asking you to reach out and grab my everlasting arms, and I will uphold you. I will never let you go. I am that I am. I am the great I am. And I will never fail you. Come, let's just have one party after another. Let's just rejoice and rejoice and rejoice. Let's no longer sit idly by and allow the enemy to steal our days together. Every day I look at you as you get up and I say, come. Come rejoice with me. Come and have sweet fellowship with me. Some of you do and some of you don't. But tonight I desire that each one of you do. It doesn't take very much out of your day. Just a few minutes, just a few seconds. Just look into my face and let me know that I'm still there and that you love me. And that I'm more precious than silver than gold. Come, my children. Let's become totally and completely one, 24/7, with no division between you and I. The world has no hope, but you do. The world has no joy, but you know joy. The world does not know peace, but you know peace. So will you be a vessel of honor and take those attributes to a lost and dying world? Will you speak salvation to them and let them know what a wonderful Father that you serve? Come up hither and let you and I dwell among the cherubim. And let's just rejoice together. God is saying, fill my heart. Fill my heart beating inside of your heart right now. Go on, just feel it. My word says, touch not my anointed. And each one of you have worked hard at becoming my anointed ones. And the enemy dare not touch you. He dare not take you out. Just feel my heart. My heart is beating for you. My heart is encouraging you. After this night, you will look around about you and you will say, where are the naysayers? Where are those who denied there is a Christ? Where are those who persecute God's children? And then I will tell you where they're at. I have stopped them dead in their tracks, and I have sent them on their way with a message to never touch you ever again. You are my heartbeat, my very breath is in your nostrils. You are the ones that I have chosen for such a time as this. Why do you fear faltering and falling? I told you I would uphold you with my strong right arm. Why do you allow the enemy to whisper into your ears that you can't make it? Never listen to his voice ever again. He did not choose you from the foundations of this world. I did. And I never make a mistake. Line upon line and precept upon precept. That's how it's been all the days of your life. I know there are things that you walk through, some valleys that you walk through that you couldn't figure out why you were walking through them. Some of those valleys you chose yourself. Others I brought you down into to teach you things that you need to know for the future. Don't despise those valley experiences. They strengthen you for the warfare that you're going to enter into in the days ahead. Those valley experiences made you stronger than you were before you went into them. It drew you closer to the cross. It made you search my face. It made you cry out to me. It made you who I foreordain you to be. Never for one instant think that a valley experience wasn't necessary, because it was. Just check your life out. See where you're at today and see where you were at when you first began. Somebody by the name of Dorothy, I don't know if you're online or I don't know if you're sitting in a room, but God is saying, Dorothy, I am that I am. I am with you. I do see your pain. I have seen your tears. I've heard your cry for help. And help has been sent on the way. I want you to sit in my presence. Quit crying for help. Just praise me. Just praise me. I see the depth of this pain. I see the sorrow and I see the tears, the continual tears. But I'm saying, daughter, look up this night. For I, the Lord thy God, I have come to bring you resurrection power, to bring you peace and long life. Your life is not over, not by a long shot. I have your days numbered, and there's so many more days before you, little one, so stand firm. And know that I'm God. Adriana, my daughter, why are you still fretting? And why are you still groaning? I am in the midst of your trials and your tribulations. I am growing you up to be the woman that I've called you forth to be, the woman of God, not the woman of charity. Not the woman of abandonment, but a strong woman of God. Let my heart beat deep within you this night. Give me space in your life, little one, more space than you have been given me. Give me the doubt, give me the unbelief, even give me the fear of failure. If you give me all these things, little one, life will become simple. Life will have more peace in it for you, and you will be able to rejoice. The waters that you're wading in are deep, but they are not deep enough, little one. I need you to go into the waters over your head where the enemy cannot touch you. I need you in that place of drowning in me, that all he sees is me, and he never sees you. So, daughter, you have a work to do. You have to work at getting deeper into my presence, deeper intimacy with me. Your eyes are fastened still on some of the things of the world, and that is keeping you from complete intimacy with me. Just give me your life, little one. I know how to bring all things to pass. I don't need you fretting over life. I need you growing in stature in me. Come away with me even this night. Abandon yourself to me and watch and see what I will do when you give me the full package. Thank you, Father. Barbara Alsap, God has sent you, daughter. You have all the anointings. You have all it takes to go forth and do a great mighty works for your Father. Sometimes you try to make things happen, and I want you to get rid of that habit. Allow me to do what I want to do when I want to do it. You are sure-footed in me. You are grounded on the rock, and the enemy is finished in your life. Life happens, little one. It just happens. But the enemy can no longer try to destroy you. He has to back off because he sees my glory light around about you. And he knows that you crossed over into that place in me of total abandonment. The young lady with the yellow sweatshirt on, God wants to talk to you. He wants you to spend more time in his presence. He says, instead of you bebopping around, he wants you to bebop with him. He wants you to give up those worldly ways that are still weighing you down. And he wants you to sit in his throne room with him and allow him to embrace you and free you of the beggarly elements of this world. I did not form you in your mother's womb for the enemy to use. I formed you in your mother's womb and breathed life into your nostrils for my service. And daughter, yes, the enemy has used you and abused you, but now it's time to cut those cords. Now it's time to rejoice in me, your Father, and become the child that I've called you for to become. You are a mighty warrior. And the enemy does not want to set you free. But daughter, tonight, freedom's in the room. Now all you have to do is release yourself to me. I will cut and sever the cords that Satan had you bound with. And you will no longer bow your knees to the darkness, but you will now rejoice in the total light of your freedom. One God would say unto you this night, hurry up, son. Run as fast as you can run. Come into my light. Come into my kingdom. I have called you forth from miry clay. And tonight I need you to run as fast as you can run. Get totally and completely crossed over into my kingdom. Excuse me, where the enemy can no longer harass you. I encourage you tonight, son. I encourage you to look up. Look up for your redemption that doth draweth nigh. Look up, son, for I do have a great and a mighty works for you to accomplish for me. Sometimes you say, God, where are you? I'm right beside you, son. But you're not really looking for me. You just want me to bring you comfort for a second, but son, I want to bring you comfort forever. I want to be the great comforter for you. I want to be the one that stands by you, son, and holds your hand and leads you through into the promised land. Not your wife, not your pastor, not your friends, but I, son, I want to be your all in all. God's saying, where am I at? Where am I at in your heart right now? Am I embedded in your heart? Or am I just on the fringes of your heart? Am I all that you yearn for? Or are you still yearning for some things of the world? It is time, little ones, that I am your all in all. It is time for you to set continually in my presence. Drink of the living waters that I have for you. Eat the fresh manna daily. Never for one instant give place for the enemy. I've chosen you totally and completely, but have you chosen me totally and completely? Some of your answers are going to be no. You still want to play. You still want that little excitement that the darkness brings you. But children, I tell you, there's going to come a day and an hour when that darkness will engulf you and you will never be able to come into the light. You never know when that day is. I'm asking you tonight to rejoice in me. Give me your all in all. Make a clean sweep. Make a clean swipe of your slate. Keep it clean. Don't let it get dirtied ever again. Where, oh, where are you headed, my children? Where are you really going to end up at? That should be a cry you get, cry out to me every day. And as you cry that out to me, I, the Lord thy God, I will come and sup with you, and I will give you direction for the day. There is a sweet smelling essence that I want to bring to you each day. A fragrance from heaven that you can actually hold on to, that will see you through the day that you have entered into. Please do not play on the outskirts of my glory. Enter into the fullness of my glory and enjoy all that I have for you. Some of you need to quit being beggars. Ask and receive. Ask and receive. Ask and receive. Quit begging me. I didn't call you to be beggars. I've called you to be children of the Most High God, standing upright in all your ways, walking up to your Father who loves you, and just asking for what you desire. I will never give you the desires of your heart that is not of me. But what is of me, I will give you if you just ask and believe. And God's saying there's a center. There's a center and there's a core that each one of us have to enter into. We have to enter right into that very center of his heart, the very core of his being. And we have to become one with him. And he has to be our all in all, just as Peter did after Peter denied Christ. He gave God his all, and he never took any of it back. So those who want to be right in the very center and right in the very core of everything that God has for you, right now God wants to touch you, and he wants to raise you up into that place where the enemy can't ever touch you ever again. Ask and receive. Naomi Nichols, God would say unto you this night, why would I ever leave you or forsake you? Why would I ever drop such a precious child? I love you with an everlasting love. I have called you forth for a purpose. I have a plan for you, little one. And you are already in that plan and purpose. You just don't see the complete picture yet. But you will see the complete picture, because I'm going to put this puzzle all together for you, and I'm going to show you exactly what it is that I have called you forth to do. Stay steadfast in me as you are right now. Never for one instant waver to the right nor to the left. Stay connected to the Almighty Father. Keep your hand in my hand and never let go. My strong right arm will always be there to lead, guide, and direct you. Your footsteps are ordered by the Lord. And daughter, you are my precious one. And I am using you even now, even though you cannot see it. You see it on the outskirts, but you don't see the fullness of it. But you will. Hold on. Hold on. My glory is going to drop upon you, just like it's dropped upon the rest of my children. You will not lose out in the glory drop. Don't ever think that, little one. You are so precious to me. And you do abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I am with you every day, every second, every minute of your life. Holy, holy, holy. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. My angels sing that continually in the heavenly realm. I want you to start singing that in your bosoms. I want you to sing it until it gets a good hold upon you, and you will become holy as I am holy. There are no restrictions for you to come to heaven. Just come. Come away, my beloveds, and sit in my presence and know that I am God. God's even saying there's some that are so lonely. They're so lonely and so destitute. And he wants you to come into his arms right now. He wants to fulfill every deep desire that you have. Go into his arms right now. You don't need a man. You don't need a woman. You need God. Those of you who truly could give up your dark side that won't give it up, I'm asking you a question tonight. Why do you hold on to something that is killing you physically and spiritually. I've made a way for escape. My son gave his all for your freedom. Why are you holding on to the darkness? There is no excuse that you can bring to me. None. I will take that darkness right now if you will give it to me. My word tells you to work out your salvation daily. It doesn't say do it once a month or once a year. It's a daily work out your salvation. Daily the enemy comes and bombards my people. Daily he tries to influence them to stay in the darkness. Why do you do that? Why do you listen to him and allow him to destroy you? There truly is a hell, and I really don't believe you really believe that. But there really is a hell to shun. And there really is a heaven to gain. And I know sometimes I hear you, your mind goes clickety, 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 click. And is it really your heaven? Is it really hell? Why can't I just go ahead and do what I want to do and still go to heaven? It doesn't work that way. Everybody has to follow the rules. There's only one way into my kingdom. Only one way. God said there's wind blowing across the desert tonight. This wind is to bring a fresh breeze where the heat of hell has been dogging his children. I have told the enemy he can no longer dog you. And now tonight, I'm allowing a sweet breeze of my wind to blow across the desert land and to touch your parched souls and to bring everlasting life into each one of your nostrils. Breathe it in deep right now. Feel the wind as it blows across you. Never, 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 never forget the wind. My light is in the wind. No one knows where it's going to blow, but I do. And tonight, it's blowing over this congregation. Tonight, it is doing a new work, a good work, a lasting work.